We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives. And remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
Red Brown Zombies, Part 9, Deus Ex.
No Fate Project Report Timeline Z3. We finally reached November 2020. In November 2019, we received a message from an alternate November 2020 in a timeline where the red-brown zombie plague had defeated humanity and both of us fell to the virus. The future message gave us an advantage in fixing our timeline, and now we've caught up. We won through no fault of our own. Just a few days ago, the plague seemed unbeatable. The attempt to generate an alternate timeline utopia failed. The attempt to recuperate the cure succeeded too late, and the final blow came in a dark horse in the race. The zombies had already infected 25% of the US population. Turns out Professor Don Levy had the cure for months and was sitting on it until the value skyrocketed. I caught up with Don Levy in San Francisco just in time to stop him from selling the cure to Vertical Corp. He was naked without his dire station tech. I left the Vertical Corp suits intact, but they got the message. So we got the cure, and the No Fate Project gave the formula to the World Health Organization on the condition it be administered free of charge. Even so, healthcare systems are already overstretched with not one but two pandemics. Then help came from an unexpected place.
We were miraculously saved at the zero hour by a koala fish mutant bird.
Yes, the ancient Antarctic egg we were investigating hatched, revealing an amphibious kaiju, a bizarre chimera with thick white fur. The kaiju proceeded to blast eucalyptus breath, counteracting the plague. Starting at Dire Station and going on a world tour, I recovered in hours after the eucalyptus blast.
I'm glad you're back to normal, babe. Anyway, the Protector first headed through the Pacific, helping New Zealand and various Pacific islands on the way. It just reached the California coast today, so I'm gonna stick around for some kaiju watching. I'm hoping it'll destroy Silicon Valley, personally. Take that, Zucker fuck. Do we have a better name than Koala Fish Mutant Bird?
Dr. Tate calls it the Antarctic Protector.
That works.
She also said in a very strange station meeting that we should all pledge allegiance to it. Morel and I were the only ones who disagreed.
Pretty sure Morel disagreed for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, the mysterious Mr. Morel from Miskatonic has something else going on. Anyway, Tate delivered a very slick PowerPoint presentation, making a convincing case that the Antarctic Protector is the first scientifically verifiable object of faith. Then she handed out leaflets for something called the Global Protection Society. Morel openly threw his in the bin, but everyone else is really into it. Base life gets weirder by the day.
I regret missing that PowerPoint presentation. She has a knack for those.
There were animated transitions and everything.
Oh, man. So what do you make of Cassandra Tate?
She looks like Tilda Swinton. That cyan stone necklace is pretty.
Aside from her taste in jewelry, I've seen what she looks like. What do you make of her character?
She really takes the No Fate Project mission statement to heart.
Reversing the sixth mass extinction?
Yeah, she's a believer, for better or worse. Like us. I think she's kind of a den mother to the other woman on the station. Robinson and Mills worship her.
Well, I hope for better. Can we trust her?
I think so, actually. Just stay critical-minded.
Always. We should probably be more worried about the giant koala fish mutant bird.
It seems to be a benevolent kaiju. It destroys a lot of buildings, but I think that's just clumsiness.
So kaiju exists now.
To be continued.
Seen this incident based on sworn testimony. Can you prove that it didn't happen? We once laughed at the horseless carriage, the aeroplane, the telephone, the electric light, vitamins, radio, and even television. And now some of us laugh in outer space. God help us in the future.